The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Wednesday, November 6, 2019, and this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Oh my God, we got to get right to the news. My name is Shannon Young, Mr. 100. With me tonight, of course, Ace of Gray, the five-star man.
I'm so confused.
Ali Abear.
What is going on?
And the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Guys, I just got this announcement. That. I just found out. Dalton's a bitch.
Sorry, Derek.
Oh, please tell me that was all recorded.
Of course.
Oh,
it's number one on the news. That was I meant to add it to the the list that I sent to
them. FR. The Dalton's bitch. That's a story.
There is in case you didn't see it, I did add one thing to the news that came out that I thought was interesting enough.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where?
But
before Brawlhalla.
Yeah, because it's another one of those things where it's really good that there is stories that will get discussion because the sheer number of stories are pretty lacking this week.
So Brawlhalla gets a wave too.
We're getting there.
I'm just saying that's not the lead in.
Well,
wow. Here's the lead in story. Where do you want to start? Because
well,
you could.
I'm a bitch.
So you there's. Could, yeah, this is go, why.
We could talk about Saudi Arabia. We could talk about Joey Mercury. Those are the two big ones.
I would say Saudi Arabia.
We'll start with Saudi Arabia.
Especially because there's so many.
AKA
like,
misinformation, the movie.
Yeah, there's so many like little things that like.
Got blown up.
Well, that got blown up,
don't
but also
say that
like
with Saudi Arabia.
Jesus Christ.
The, well, it's time to be heading out.
I like that one. Allie, what do you think about that?
What?
It doesn't matter what you think about that because you're a woman in Saudi Arabia.
Her reaction to that what made it sound like she was stoned.
Allie, not actually sober.
Oh my God, what is happening? Oh my God. What is this?
Are
you racist?
Wait, I'm just getting a message. Yep, we lost the Saudi viewership.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Unless you want to pay me $2 million to come do the show there.
He will. Just say you're an old. Say you're doink. He'll bring you in.
Oh, shit.
And that dude's dead, so.
One of them is.
Doesn't matter.
Least, yeah.
All right, so let's serious
that
face
royal
now.
Family. So progressive.
Doink?
Yeah, doink the roof. I mean, they're clowns, but.
So are the Saudi Arabia princes.
That's.
I'm making it more obvious for people.
Oh,
some people need.
For Derek. We're explaining it to Derek.
The people need structure.
All right, for real, though, the stoned bit got me because it did take a good second and a half for it to click.
The
you
worst
said.
Part about it was when he said that, I laughed like, Dalton, you moron. And then I thought of it and went, oh.
Now I get it.
Allie, you get one in too. Come on.
You don't get a talk.
Three Musketeers.
Crack wise about Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow. She's acting like the people there.
Wait.
What does that even mean?
Wait, the women aren't allowed to talk.
What do they do with camels?
No.
Oh my God, no. Allie.
No, there's a line.
The most vulgar thing I've ever heard.
Oh my God.
So this wrestling podcast.
What? It's about Saudi Arabia. They just did a show last week.
They did. Yeah. And actually legitimately heard it was the best one they've ever done. Like from a talent or from an in. From a entertainment level.
Yeah.
It was the best one they've done and good on them. But at the same time. Shame on them for being there. But that's not what we're talking about. We have debated the merits and the morals of going to Saudi Arabia a million times. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the story at hand, Asa. There was some controversy because a lot of wrestlers got stranded in Saudi Arabia for, was it 30 hours or something like that?
Yeah, it was like 36 hours, something like that.
Which, as Dalton and I talked about, there's a lot of places you could get stranded in wrestling and it would be fun.
Yeah.
Like Britain.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia is not one of them.
I mean, in fairness, apparently they were still at like the super crazy nice hotel that... So, I mean, it's not like they very much weren't like.
I heard they were on the plane with military police surrounding it.
That was false. Yeah. That was so false.
Guns trained on all of them.
Yeah.
Have you seen Braun Strowman?
Yeah, six guns on him. No, so because, yeah, there was a lot of really bad like misinformation that started to kind of spread around. But at the same time, there's also like there are too many varying versions of what people were told. That I don't think anyone truly knows what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Vince probably knows. The Crown Prince probably knows. End of list. But there's so many, like, it's so, it's, this is such a weird story. Like, I'm not even 100% sure where to start with it other than, so, like you said, the roster and ring crew were delayed due to mechanical issues is what the official, like, there, it was just another, it was just a regular plane delay.
Yeah, AJ asked the pilot and he said it was mechanical issues.
Instead of going to, like, instead of maybe being able to find another airport or, you know, oh, well, let's rent a car and drive. You know, this wasn't like, oh, our flight to, from New York to Florida got canceled. This is from Saudi Arabia back to America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you
know, so a lot of people were late.
There's no options.
And there was a lot of hate from the wrestlers. Not hate. That's a wrong word.
Frustration.
There was frustration. Luke Harper, and, Eric Young, like, a lot of these guys.
But, well, that, see, and that came from a different part of it. Because, like, so you had people like
it's
Ali.
It's an onion.
You had people who, like Ali, who were tweeting, like, no more falsies. Like, they say we're getting on the plane. Like, let's go. Or Andrade talking about, you know, I just want to be home for, like, I want to be home for my birthday. And people complaining about, like, being, but then you had people like Rusev who were like, we need all the prayers you can get, brother. And, like, it's things like that that were, okay, so, what's going on?
Well, you can't be a sex addict in Saudi Arabia.
Before I forget it, because I'll forget it in 5 seconds, on, I think it was Raw, Lawler, I just want to point out that Lawler made a joke about Andrade where he asked if he was related to Michael Andrade, and no one got the joke, and it's a bad joke because he's talking about the race car driver. They don't even spell their names the same. You fucking moron. Did Derek say we don't cuss on this show?
Fuck a Derek.
You fucking moron.
The third word on this show was bitch.
That's in the Bible.
There was way more than three.
That's in the Bible.
It was in the first 30 seconds.
The but so it's where in the, like, prayers, like, so there's like,
yeah,
okay,
Rusev,
so
yeah,
are things going wrong? Like, what's happening here? So then, of course, it gets to the point where they're not going to, like, so they did the show Thursday on the 31st.
Uh-huh.
November 1st was SmackDown in Buffalo, New York. And it's like, okay, well, if this delay is too long, like, they're going to miss SmackDown.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have a show. So then, sub story of this too comes out of, okay, well, now we're going to miss SmackDown. Let's try to charter another flight and put, like, as many people who
top 20
need to be there, the quote-unquote top 20, need to be there and see if we can get them out earlier. And then the people who may not even have been, which this, and there's all, it all wraps around. It's convoluted and weird. But even that flight ended up getting delayed and no one made it back in time, which is why we got the SmackDown episode that we got with highlight on women, highlight on NXT people, and, you know, people like Miz and Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn who did not go to the show, who were not in Saudi Arabia at all. And that then led to a whole thing. That's the part with, like, Luke Harper and Eric Young and the Revival.
Tyson Kidd, I think.
Curtis Axel.
Yeah, awesome. Curtis Axel was one where it was just like, because the story got out. The wrestlers are tweeting about this. And this is an instance where I think a lot of, like, the news sites and dirt sheets, and they weren't getting information from their normal sources. They were getting stuff from, like, friends and family of the wrestlers who are like, hey, we don't know what's going on. We're just being told we can't leave.
Right.
Vince is gone. Vince, like, got on a flight.
Hogan and Flair left.
The show. Hogan left. Flair left. Lesnar left. Like, but the crew that all, you know, went together is, like, they're not letting us go.
And I think it's important to mention that the rumor of why they weren't let go, if it's not mechanical problems, and again, grain of salt, rumor, nothing confirmed, but this is why that thought process was there, was that apparently Saudi Arabia had owed money to the WWE for a previous show that they hadn't paid, and Vince McMahon sort of held up the show until they got paid.
The Saudi broadcast that went, like, there was on a 40-minute delay.
Right. Rumored because of this, and apparently it was bad, and that they prevented them from leaving.
The story was that upset the Crown Prince, who then, as a power move, like, grounded their flight.
And even though that's a rumor, and it could very well not be true,
well, so
all of it sounds true. There's nothing that we've said at the table that doesn't sound like it could have been a thing.
Yeah. So the thing about those shows, and it's only shown up because, like, Steve and Larson were talking about it on their podcast. Where it's just like, if you look at their quarterly, like, I think like $60 million is how much they WWE gets paid for those shows.
Yeah.
And they're like, it doesn't happen right away every time. Like sometimes it'll be in the next quarter they'll get that money, and that's why their stock has been kind of
down.
Well,
lately.
Fluctuating. Yeah. Where like it'll be up really high and then it'll be down pretty bad. It's because that money doesn't come in when like if they have the show on the 31st, they may not get that money until December.
Right.
And that's kind of been a thing. So I don't want to say that's the reason, but it would also make sense for Vince to be like, we did the show.
We need some money.
We need it now.
They Rudy Giuliani'd it. They're mm-hmm. like, we need some money now. It's yeah. our money, and we need it now. They called J.G. Wentworth, but they didn't get a signal on Saudi
Arabia.
I'll go
home.
What number do you call for
win.
That?
I'll go win me.
877. Oh, no, I can't remember it.
Are you serious?
Really?
877?
Yeah, I'm going to go win an Xbox.
You don't have to head out because I don't remember.
I think it's eight.
It's fine. It's J.G. Wentworth. Everyone knows the jingle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
8765309 or something like that.
That's no, it's different. No, it's definitely 877 cash.
But there was something else with that, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, so talking about the stock. So then they announced not long after that they had come to an agreement where they were going to put on two shows from now, between now and like 2027,
nope,
which was already the agreement.
That's after.
That's what I said. This was after. It was after the fact.
Okay.
No, I'm when he mentioned stock, I just want to get it out.
Because I'm trying to go in order of like the breakdown.
So we'll
of things.
Put a pin in that then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
making sure.
So
important.
So it's the plane is grounded. They're delayed. No one knows why. Other than mechanical issues is what they're going with, is what they're being told, is that it's mechanical issues. They WWE and that story is starting to gain traction. Because now wrestlers are tweeting about it. Wrestlers' friends and family are tweeting about it.
And wrestlers are tweeting about it in a not nice way.
No, it is,
like,
yeah,
full-on frustration.
Never, who was it? Someone tweeted, never again. I think Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy tweeted something.
Was it Shane Dawson that tweeted out poor or something like that?
No, that was that would have been Scott Dawson, by the way.
Who's Shane Dawson?
Shane Dawson is the YouTuber doing makeup with Jeffree Star.
That's right.
So maybe Scott Dawson?
So it was Dawson.
I think it was Dash Wilder, though, that put poor.
No, it was definitely Dawson, because I remember the name Dawson.
Yeah. Like
Kickback on, because I was right.
The
look on Luke Harper's face in his picture, by the way.
Yeah. So then WWE issues a statement. They issue their own statement saying, hey, there's mechanical issues with the planes. Our crew is currently in Saudi Arabia waiting to be able to, you know, get on a plane to come back to America. Everything's cool. Just this is something that happens. However, it means that the bulk of the crew is not going to make it in time for SmackDown. However, a small group, like a group of superstars, felt so strongly that they arranged for their own charter flight to make it back in time to perform for you fans. That's when you get the Luke Harper's, Curtis Axel's.
That's an insult so good it makes you want to slap your mama.
Of just like,
hey mama.
Oh, I guess next time I need to care more. Oh, I guess I should just, you know,
Eric
pay
Young
that
apologized
money.
For being lazy.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And stuff like that. Because, like, what a bullshit, like, thing. Like, way to throw your entire roster, like, under the bus. Which, in reality, what it was is that they tried to prioritize the people who were booked and advertised for the show.
Right.
Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin was supposed to be the main event of SmackDown, which it will be this week now.
So you're saying you can almost guarantee that somebody like Roman Reigns did not just charter his own flight?
Right, yeah. They didn't all, hey, guys, let's, you know, pool our money.
We have to get back, guys.
We gotta put
fans.
We got to put on the show. Yeah.
I feel strongly about this.
Yeah, that definitely didn't happen, and that's super shady. That they would say that. So that's when you run into all of the, like, upset people and things like that.
Somebody put, I can't wait to see who the locker room leader is.
Oh, that
Monday.
Was
that was Anderson.
That was very much Carl Anderson, yeah.
Because he also tweeted, like, you couldn't pay me enough. Well, then again, I need a second pool. And his wife was like, no, second house maybe.
Damn it, hot Asian wife.
Hot Asian wife. The
or how as howl. I call it.
I don't like you calling a woman a how.
How.
It's too close. It's too close. Then so that happens. SmackDown, they don't get back in time. Apparently Adam Cole's flight landed, like, he didn't get to the arena until like 8:30 for his match because it was such a last minute thing. The crew that managed to get out first, they didn't land until the main event started.
That would probably explain why Adam Cole and Bryan only had a 3.75 match instead of a 4-star match, because he was just a little late.
Just a little bit late.
A little late.
They, you know, they hadn't touched each other, sight unseen.
Yeah.
So
baby.
So then the crowd is, or the crowd, the wrestlers are late, crew is late. Then it goes, and then everybody gets home. Everybody's back. Everyone's back in America.
Yeah.
All these rumors are flying. There's, you know, it wasn't a mechanical error. They were being held there. And then the bullshit story of, you know, they were detained, like they were not detained, but like they were escorted off the plane.
Guns drawn.
Yeah, shit like that that didn't happen.
Straight out of a Michael Bay movie.
And yeah, that literally nobody said happened other than like just the story snowballed.
Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
That's when we end up with the, oh, now WWE's kind
of... You don't
of
know in, that joke? I'll tell you in a second.
WWE's kind of in damage control mode. They've already put out one terrible statement, so why not another? So then they're like, hey, everything happened, but no, it was cool. It's just a mechanical problem. We're actually extending our agreement with Saudi Arabia. So now we're putting on two shows a year through 2027.
Which, here's where I jump in and say, one... Purple Monkey Dishwasher is from The Simpsons.
Okay.
It's where somebody tells someone at the end of the line something, and as it whispers up to the top, they make the point, and then they say Purple Monkey Dishwasher because that's the misinformation as it goes from person to person. That's how I drew it together. They said that they did this announcement because the rumor was because they were trying to play down the drama.
And the fact that, like, the potential headlines of Saudi Arabia keeps American citizens...
Because that's bad.
From leaving the country.
That's real bad. Mm-hmm. But in reality, from what we've been told, and by we, I mean the internet, because mm-hmm. no one tells us anything, was that they did it for the stock reasons. Because stocks were down, and they did it as a way to, maybe even because of the Saudi Arabia controversy.
Reassure that.
Reassuring stockholders.
Hey, we are not losing these $1 billion right. deal. So, like, everything's great. We're hunky-dory.
So it's very much a bottom dollar thing. And the crazy part is, like, they were already doing that. They were already putting on two shows a year.
And I'm pretty sure, like, that for didn't they announce a 10-year deal in 2017?
Yep. So it's the same deal. Like, literally nothing's changed about the deal. It's just they, I guess.
I thought I misunderstood it because I reread it and I'm like, this is
the deal.
Yeah, I thought this was what we already knew.
This is 2 years into the deal, but it's the same deal, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. but they were just doing it. It was just a PR move, and they really needed a PR move. So what happened was on Monday. We had a talent meeting where they went over it and basically told people, hey.
Allegedly. This is apparently a lot of this was misinformation too.
Well, the part that I heard was absolutely true because some of the misinformation was apparently Seth Rollins gave a rah-rah speech, which wasn't true.
Yeah.
He didn't give any speech. But there was a meeting. That's true. And they did talk to talent about using social media in kind of a negative light.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we know for sure. No, there were lots of rumors that, like, Orton cracked wise.
Rusev said something. Orton made a joke.
Right. Which are weird details to lie about.
Yeah, and then Seth Rollins gave a kind of really, like, uncomfortable speech that did not land well with anybody.
Right.
Except then, and the part that's weird to me is, so Rollins, like, said something on Twitter, and then immediately is like, oh, and by the way, Dave Meltzer, you're a purveyor of falsehood and, like, some other, like, vague, insulting bullshit. And it's like, what? Why? And it's that, okay, if you know that what he said is incorrect, you have an opportunity there to give an example and be like, hey, firsthand account, this is incorrect and this is what you're saying, instead of just insulting him. Yeah. It wasn't until later in the day that he was like, there was no speech. Like, I did not give a speech, which Meltzer then apologized. Like, he said, okay, I just have to go off what I'm told. If that didn't happen, then I apologize for spreading that.
But at this point, Seth Rollins is so uncool, you could sit around him and cook s'mores on him. Because he's so uncool.
Yeah,
was that too much? Was that too smart for my normal jokes? Seth Rollins,
yes,
a bitch.
Too smart.
He bitch.
Well, and he also has kind of like, he's coming off a very...
He's not had a good couple weeks when it comes to, like...
It's been a couple months of his social media just being, like, so weirdly...
Trolly.
Not even trolly, just, like...
Combative, almost.
Does Vince have his Facebook, like, his Twitter info?
Yeah.
Because it's so, like, you know, it's so just in line with what, you know, the company thinks.
Yeah, but...
But
insulting Will Ospreay, the company would never admit Will Ospreay existed.
There's
proof, yeah.
But they absolutely would say, no, John Moxley is just complaining.
Yeah.
He didn't actually put in the work.
WWE's the place where everyone wants to be. It's the best wrestling in the world.
Right, you know, AEW's the minor leagues. Screw Will Ospreay. There was one more that I can't remember now what it was.
Remember when it was just Baron Corbin? like insulting people on the internet. Do you know that's a segment that they have on their new backstage show?
Baron Corbin insults the internet?
No, no. At the end of the show, Renee Young and whoever else read mean tweets and respond to them. That is a legitimate
segment. Oh, so they're just ripping off Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Yeah, except, you know, not funny.
Yeah.
Aw.
The internet said it, not me.
The internet said it.
You also said it, though.
I relayed the... Look, I just go over what they tell me. If they tell me the wrong thing, I want to apologize and say that that was... See, I just melted it.
Gave it
which, I mean,
melter.
But that's the good thing to do instead of, like, doubling down on an, you know, a source that...
No, you gave two speeches.
No, because then you would be President Trump.
He may or may not have, like, confirmation on. Also, the person who, like, shared those details with Reddit, like, there's a new leaker on Reddit, and he has since deleted his account.
Well, you get
because
downvoted
he posted,
so much.
Because he posted some of the, like... No, he was being very well received.
Oh, really?
Because apparently some of the stuff that he was predicting and saying was accurate. And then he kind of was like, hey, so here's some stuff going on with the Saudi deal. It's not what it seems, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone's like, oh, shit. And he was one of the people that said about, you know, Seth Rollins gave a speech.
Yeah.
It's not... We don't know if he's that... If he was the same source as Meltzer or... You know, they just happen simultaneously, whatever. But
now, I think it's also important to note that despite all this, everything that was said could have still happened. It's entirely a conspiracy theory. It's entirely possible that the WWE is also planting misinformation and having their guys plant misinformation to throw off what actually happened. Like, that's the thing when you're not there is yeah. No one knows for sure. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a little thing called journalistic integrity where people would not run with stories that they could not verify. Mm-hmm. That is the difference between internet journalism and actual journalists, I guess. No, actual journalists suck too.
I was going to say, it's like, you can't lump Dave Meltzer in as just an internet journalist. I cannot, he's been doing this for decades.
Well, I can't do that with journalists at all because one of my favorite journalists, legitimately, Lawrence O'Donnell, just a couple, 2 months ago, ran this story about this bombshell announcement about Trump that he had to apologize the next night for because he didn't vet the source.
Yeah.
Like, come on, people.
Like, stuff happens. You know, I get you want to, you know, get information out there.
Everyone's in a race to get it out there first.
Did you see Corey Graves' podcast?
No, but I think someone in the group chat maybe posted about it. Maybe
where, I think Sadie listened to it, but I haven't. I don't
know. So he kind of like he went like right into it and immediately started with highlights. Someone put a recap on Reddit, and it's actually like pretty interesting because it's that thing where if you were going to have someone plant a story and like you know. Okay, I'm going to say what the company wants me to say. There's enough like little things in there that make it feel like it could be real. Mm. And then I just feel like I'm wearing the tinfoil hat because like I'm looking too deeply into it.
Yeah.
Because as much as we can acknowledge that, no, there could have been some weird, uncomfortable, bad things that were going on behind the scenes. It is also entirely possible and feasible and believable that this was just a plane delay.
Yeah.
Planes get delayed.
Occam's razor.
He talked about everyone went from the show straight to the airport, and as soon as they got there, they were delayed. But no one could get a concrete reason why. They heard everything from the fuel truck was parked on the runway, but the guy who drove it went home.
I did read this, yeah.
There were literally 10 to 15 different reasons why they couldn't get on the plane. This is just his personal experience and what he heard, but they got on the plane, they were in their seats ready to take off. The flight crew came around and took their food orders for the flight. Pilots had been going back and forth. Apparently, Corey was right by the cockpit. But they were talking about there was some sort of mechanical issue. They sat on the plane for a while. The pilots turned the plane off and turned it back on again to do the restart to see if it fixed it. That didn't. And then whenever they were finished up with those tests, the time, I guess, the shift for the flight crew ended. So they were no longer allowed to fly. So they had to get a new crew. Let's see. As they got off the plane, management came and said, hey, if we can get a group of you to go to SmackDown, would you be willing to go? He talks about the so-called top 20 and how there are people that seem to think that they were the top 20 in the company, but the people on the plane were the people advertised for SmackDown. Corbin, Roman, Revival, New Day, people who were advertised matches and didn't want to let people down. It had nothing to do with who was more important.
Right. Of course you would say that, Tool.
He also talked about Vince didn't flee the country because he knew that there was a... Because that was another story.
I didn't hear that, one.
Is that Vince and, like, there was some sort of confrontation between Vince and the Crown Prince or the Crown Prince's people about either the money that was potentially owed, the 40-minute delay, whatever. But he said apparently, literally every show that they run, the second the show ends, Vince is immediately on the plane. Like, he is on his way to the airport. He does not stick around. He is the first person to go because he has to get to the next town to continue running the entire of the WWE.
Yeah.
So that was it. That had nothing to do with him like escaping or running early. That's just that happens every single time.
Way better story though.
I mean, suddenly they cared the about country. Yeah. Suddenly they cared about Khashoggi.
Yeah. Where did it go?
They killed Khashoggi.
There was one other thing that he mentioned.
Allie looked at me about it, but I couldn't tell if she had wasn't familiar with the name or not.
That was me last week.
That was.
But no, yeah. So he like he's very much in the same camp as like AJ Styles on his mixer. Like the next night.
Yeah, it was the next night or Saturday night.
He pretty much said the same thing. Of it was just a bunch of. I had that link up on my.
Now to be fair though, this is also the same company that covered up a murder. So.
Allegedly
covered up.
Allegedly.
Thank you.
Definitely covered up a murder.
I'm trying to get sued here. So AJ's version was unspecified issue with the plane that they weren't allowed to board. There was some kind of issue with the paperwork that so they couldn't get on the plane. Then they had to call for a refueling service, but the person who was in charge of the refueling was home already for the night.
Which just sounds weird.
By the time this was sorted out, the pilots were no longer cleared to fly because their shift had timed out. They were then asked to find a hotel and wait for the next flight. He does confirm that there were no guns or anything crazy like a hostage situation. His wife actually called him because she had been seeing so many stories online. It freaked her out because that's one of the negatives of things like this happening. And then once they got on the flight home, the second flight, one of the pilots sat with them in the cabin and explained that there was another kind of service issue. He has no idea what went on between Vince and the Royal Prince, but it's not his job to speculate. And he just wants to go to work and do his job. And he's not there to, you know, fuel rumors or speculate on stuff like that, which, again, like that's the kind of thing that you need to do. But it's also, okay, well, how much of this is legitimate versus how much is he being told? Like, that's the story you're being told to tell.
And I know he had that tone.
It's nice tinfoil.
Yeah, right?
Again, he had shiny. That tone. However, it is not unheard of for anyone to do that. Like, the government does it all the time. Mm-hmm. We are right in the middle of something where the government's covering stuff up and we're trying to get to the truth of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel like this could have been an international incident if it was legit, they really did have guns and stuff. And an international incident like that is much harder to cover up than like what was said between aides or whatever.
Which is why I 100% like am willing to say that no, there were no guns involved. There were no armed, like there wasn't the military or the police. None of them got involved like in an official, like public viewable capacity.
Do you think there wouldn't have been at least one wrestler that would have posted a picture of it?
Oh, you know, Luke Harper would have been like, all right, yeah, no, I am going to be out.
If I'm getting murdered in Saudi Arabia, I'm taking pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a hard time believing that, too. But some of that other stuff about, like, Vince and the Saudi prince and stuff, like, I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward.
Nothing. They will do shows. Most of the people who spoke out about it will continue to go to the shows because they really probably don't have much of a choice.
And they probably need the money because the money is money.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan can say I'm not going. Eric Young's probably like I should probably go.
Yeah, I'm very. That is the one thing that I'm most interested to see is if there are more people who refuse to go
next year.
Next show, whatever the next show is.
It would have to be next year, right? Because they've already done one show in Saudi Arabia, haven't they?
Yeah,
because it was Super Showdown or whatever.
It was earlier this year. Yeah,
okay. Or is it Greatest Royal Rumble again? They only did that once, right?
They've only done that once so far. Okay. Yeah.
I don't care because it's a Saudi Arabia show and that is.
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch it. I didn't watch it. Like, I didn't see any of it.
And Hogan seemed once, so I should have watched
it. I read the recap on prowrestling.net, but.
It was pretty good, minus the bullshit 2-minute MMA fight that was scripted.
Brock Velasquez.
Yeah, that was bad.
I heard two different things about the main event too. One person told me it was one of the best matches they've seen, and another person saying they've once again killed Seth Rollins' offense.
So yeah. Here's my official take on The Fiend. Seeing it like, because they did the cage match at St. Louis for like 4 minutes, and it was very much the same thing where he hit like 3 curb stomps and Bray just
got up,
no sold it.
Mm-hmm.
I get what they are doing, But at a certain point, he's either going to lose the fiend powers and become Firefly Funhouse Prey, or two, you're going to have to legitimately put a bullet in this man.
I think what they'll do is they'll end up taking the mask off him, and when they take the mask off, he'll revert to Bray Wyatt, and he'll just cower in the corner and like cry or something. Which I say as a joke,
I mean,
but that's
that would be payback
not that bad
for making,
of an idea.
Yeah, that would be making, that make Seth do it, but like
maybe not make him cry, but legitimately, if they take the mask off and he realizes he's not,
he's just Bray.
That it's that thing of like that was his shield, that's his teddy bear alley.
Yeah,
and when they take the teddy bear away, he's now like, oh god, I'm fragile.
What am I doing here?
Yeah
this
but
isn't who I am.
It's so blatantly, like it's such a bad idea to do what they're doing with him, where curb stomp up.
Yeah,
curb stomp up.
What the fuck's a finisher?
Well like, and it's not even that. Like, any person that gave shit to Lio Rush for taking the pile driver off of the ladder into the table and standing up automatically, they are doing the same thing on a national scale. And not only that, that person's your universal title winner.
Yeah, he wins the championship because he can take curb stomps and get back up. Also, Lio Rush doesn't have a possessed funhouse fueling him. He's just a dude.
Oh, okay, shitty wrestling fan. I was trying to figure out where his angle was here.
I think if I hear not only that,
it makes perfect
one more
sense.
Time at this table tonight, I'm going to hear it right now.
Well, it's not like not only that.
He couldn't even do it.
He couldn't even do it. Have you, that was another thing that Corey Graves mentioned on his podcast, because he's like, he hates the red lighting.
Yeah. Oh,
matches.
That's stupid.
It's, like, it's yeah, no. Everybody, welcome to the club, brother.
And they
yeah.
did the same thing with Sin Cara, didn't they? Not red light, but
the blue lighting.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was orange.
Was it orange?
It was orange because it was like it was gold dust lighting almost.
Mm-hmm.
But they did that to make them feel special, and it's one of those things with like again being in an arena where they did it. You can't see shit,
especially yeah. in a mask
in a cage
and not
match.
Like,
oh, I'm talking about like. As a fan.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, Sin Cara, because that was one of the things that, like, killed him, is he couldn't see anything in the dim-ass lighting
with a mask
where he's
on.
Already wearing a mask that
yeah,
obstructs
like,
your vision.
Yeah, because if you're in a mask that completely covers every part of your face.
Yes, it does.
Because at least Bray has
holes. Dalton and I are both familiar with my mask.
Bray yeah. at least has holes that he gets to look through.
Yeah, and he has a mouth.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't have the mesh that
yeah.
Sin Cara had to go through.
Yeah, so we put mesh on one side of my mask, and...
Is it a nightmare?
It is, because the one is so dark and the other's like brighter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was going to affect me that much, but every time I come out, I'm just like,
I'm
swimming.
Here's the thing about removing one and keeping the other is that you officially compromise all sense of depth perception.
Yeah. Yeah, my depth perception was way off. I didn't know who was going to die that night.
I said depth perception. You're making fun of the way I talk.
Let's
you
move on.
Asshole. I'll
accept that responsibility, but let's move on. So that is the Saudi Arabia situation. Now, speaking of bombs, Joey Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping all of them.
Dropping bombs over Baghdad on Ring of Honor.
Oh,
Ring of Honor's Baghdad.
Such a good song.
So Joey Mercury left Ring of Honor, and he didn't just turn the light off when he left. He like set the place on
fire.
He
Seth Rollins did.
Flipping him off as he went.
Yeah. He burned it down.
But it turns out
it might deserve it.
Yeah, turns out there's some potentially, if what he's saying is true, and there you have a notable ally in Kelly Klein and BJ Whitmer, who are kind of corroborating all of these stories of, can you look and see the name of the person that he was calling out and what his role is? And is he the general manager of Ring of Honor?
I thought he was
not
general
like
manager.
He's not like an on-air.
No, he's
official.
No, he's official.
Like
somebody
actual,
actually
like,
does
actual
something.
Person like in
it
charge.
It starts with a C.
Joey.
He... Apparently, the ownership or management of Ring of Honor has changed, recently, maybe. I'm not 100% sure. But whoever it is not doing what is best for anybody, it turns out. He talks about how there isn't actual...
Greg Gilliland.
Yes.
Gilliland.
Do you know what his...
General manager.
Okay, it is general manager.
Like, shoot, general manager.
Yeah, no. This is, like, again, he's not an on-air
story. This is
story
not a storyline.
It's not William Regal as, you know, tank in NXT. This is legitimately a business person with no ties to wrestling, now being in charge of a wrestling company that doesn't care about the wrestlers, doesn't care about the employees. They don't have trained actual medical staff on hand. apparently part of the reason they wanted Alex Shelley to go finish college was so that they could have some sort of physical therapist at the shows.
The balls.
Another wrestler had to call the ride-sharing service to get Jay Lethal to a hospital when he broke his arm last week.
God.
Because the dude was asleep in his car, not like giving a shit about the car. Then you have Kelly Klein leaking email, or Joey Mercury leaking emails of Kelly Klein asking for an increase in pay. She wanted $2,000 a month. She wanted a salary of $24,000. And they told her no, because then they would have to pay all of the other women that.
You know the like worst part about that?
That you're acting like you have to pay every single female employee the same?
Yeah, well,
just
that...
based on the fact seemingly that they're women? That seems like the worst part.
No.
Also them just saying no, they can't afford $24,000 for their
women,
one of their top women,
their
talent.
Top women talent.
Yeah.
She was a music teacher before that. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee she was making more doing that.
Yeah.
Like easily.
So it's he's got a lot of and then also apparently this guy got real personal with Joey Mercury, talking about how he's relapsed and
yeah,
he's
I was
a deadbeat.
Gonna say,
and
that's the shittiest part to me was that
he would drag his past into that. Like
yeah,
that
he basically turned it into he assaulted the accuser. You know,
he brought
all the stuff about his substance abuse and stuff out and just said, oh, he's just on a bender or whatever. And it's like, that's so shitty.
Yeah,
like to take these legitimate gripes that are dangerous and to just like, oh, he's just high. Don't listen to him.
The another thing that he talked about
was
like
Jones on him.
He talked about the. Do you remember the story we talked about of Bully Ray
and the fan interaction?
Bringing the fan backstage because he was being like making rude comments to Velvet Sky. Apparently, the only reason that happened is because they felt like something needed to be done with the fan, but there was no actual security there.
I wish I could say I was shocked.
It's one thing to go, well, CCW doesn't have security. Stride doesn't have security. Well, they're indie promotions. Ring of Honor, you expect something.
Ring of Honor
that's
is
a legit company.
Is a big enough company that there's really no excuse, especially the medical one.
Yeah, get out
having
of security.
No sort of medical attention. They kind of hand waved away Kelly Klein's potential concussion when she went to South Africa to compete because they're just like, you're good. You're saying you're good. Okay, you're good. Like, they didn't actually give her a,
it was a CM Punk
proper physical.
The worst thing you can do with a wrestler that has a concussion is let them be in charge of when they can come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, not even come back implies that there was time away.
You're right. No, she just went straight there.
That's
she got
fair,
the concussion
yeah.
and just left for South Africa and wrestled.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, that's like the one thing you should never do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say don't do, you should never do it, but it's one of those where it's just like, hey, do you think you have a concussion?
It's like asking a drunk person, hey, you good to drive home? You are? Here's the keys.
Because, like, remember the time where I, like, smacked my head in a match, and you were like, hey, you're acting kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm good. We all do it. Mm-hmm. Like, we're the one people to not ask.
And she even, like, acknowledged, like, that she shouldn't have, she should have said no, but...
So, you know why she may have done that? It's maybe because...
It was going to be a bump in pay that night?
Do they do insurance for them?
No.
So maybe if it's anything like my situation where I went to the ER with a stomach ache and I got charged $4,000, I can't imagine what a concussion's going to run her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are
that's
you good?
Another, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. Please don't make me go to the fucking hospital and pay that money.
And also, you know, you have the stigma of losing your spot potentially
right.
if you say, oh, you're not willing to work through this. Okay, well, we'll find someone who will.
We'll find someone. Stop being lazy.
It's one of those like with her, and I'm not like it's not good regardless
mm-hmm.
for every reason, but – someone like her, I could see her getting picked up by a major company right now.
Yeah.
Where, like, I could see where she would fit in with Impact.
But not everybody on the Ring of Honor roster would have that opportunity.
Well, and I know, and that's why I said, like, it's bad for every reason.
Mm-hmm.
But for at least for her, it's one of those where I could see, like, I could see her fitting in an Impact, AEW, and even WWE for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hopefully she gets picked up by somebody because she's a talent.
And there's more, there's more examples of just the shittiness going on. Like some of them are not as easy to confirm. Like, this is all just kind of some he said, she said going on. But like the instance of him potentially, I've already forgotten. Him. Douchebag's name, general manager.
Oh, Greg Gillian.
Yeah, I like the theory that he is manipulating Bandido because he's not a native speaker into like certain things.
That would be
with
bad.
His contract. Yeah,
that would be really bad.
It's a very, very unfortunate read But I highly recommend everybody go check out Joey Mercury's Twitter, because it's kind of a fascinating
look. It gets rough.
And it's heartbreaking, because like Ring of Honor for the longest time was the top of the mountain for independent wrestling.
It was the beacon of life.
Like it was multiple times we've had discussions of, do you even count Ring of Honor as independent wrestling anymore?
That was where I first saw Samoa Joe and CM Punk. Do you remember
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Do you remember a year ago where we said we'd rather go to Ring of Honor than NXT?
Yeah.
Like that was a choice that we made. Yeah, we were just like, we'd rather see Cody and Omega than TakeOver, which was like one of the best takeovers they ever did. Because we were like, it's Ring of Honor at that, and like the shortfall from grace. So short.
That's what happens when
a year and a half.
That's what happens when you let Jim Cornette go. You know?
They let him go.
I don't know if that was it.
And it got way better after he left.
Did it?
Yeah, they let Kevin Steen do stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's way better right now? Okay. So everything we just said is moot?
I mean,
how's NWA doing?
In fairness.
Powerful.
With three R's. In fairness.
I was being joking.
Like Jim Cornette left, and then that was like 2 days ago, and then all this stuff happened. So it is. It was directly cause and effect. Yeah.
Cornette's actually been gone for a while from Ring of Honor, hasn't he?
Yeah, about 10 plus years.
Oh, has it been that long?
Yeah, because it was whenever like he shelved Generico, Steen, and Cabana.
Wow, I didn't know it was that
long.
And
like they were on contracts where they got paid per show, but they couldn't go work other places, and he just didn't book them.
And he refused to.
So
like,
he was just actively costing them money.
So it's kind of like a.
So Jim Cornette's kind of a piece of shit.
Well, it's kind of like a. Was kind of a piece of shit. Kind of a,
okay, he's a big old
Lucha
piece of
Underground
shit.
Situation.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, where it's like, we got you in a contract, but we're not going to
I mean, we're not running. But see, well, the difference there, though, was...
Ring of Honor was actively running
shows. Yeah, Ring of Honor was running shows.
Okay, but to be fair, Jim Cornette has a good palate for wrestlers. What happened to... I have never even heard of Kevin Steen. Where's he at now? Where's El Generico? I've not heard of these people.
El Generico has a new show.
Allie, have you heard of these people? Have you ever heard of El Generico or Kevin Steen? Where are they on WWE TV?
You know.
Well, Generico died.
You know.
You didn't put this on here, but I wanted to throw it out. Speaking of women wrestlers and women's wrestling, there were a couple of big signings to WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Shotzi Blackheart did sign.
We talked about Shotzi a couple weeks ago.
I think
ago.
We talked about
well,
all
that
of them.
Well, that was unconfirmed
this
at the
is
time.
Confirmed
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Scarlett Bordeaux did sign with WWE. Mm-hmm. I expect big things from both of them.
It was a rumor floating around, and it's ended up not being a thing, but Chris Statlander was supposed to be getting signed soon. She's an amazing talent. One of Kurt Hawkins' students.
There were two other people that got signed, another female wrestler and a male ref.
Yeah.
And I don't remember their names, and I apologize. Those are just two that came to my head immediately. Mm-hmm. Speaking of signing, Randy Orton signs a new WWE deal. There was a lot of controversy about where was he going to go soon.
There was a lot of trolling by Randy Orton.
He said he would be elite or something.
I did love that. Like, that was my favorite time because on the one hand, like, I kind of bit into it a little bit. Like, oh, what if he did? Like, not that I believed that he would, but I very much kind of let myself get excited at the idea of Randy Orton going to AEW.
Yeah.
Because that would be huge and also, like, super cool.
Yeah.
But he knew exactly what he was doing. Just playing like a fiddle. Yeah, I know you hate it.
No, I was her. She was looking at me, so I'm trying to get her to stop looking at me. Look at someone else. I'd love Randy Orton in there.
Yeah, the idea could have been because social media Randy is best Randy.
Randy, when he's allowed to be Randy, is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's Randy, baby. Allie.
Now you want her to look at you. So, but yeah, they announced it on the back. Was it backstage or was it the bump? Because they have like the morning show that they do now, and then backstage is the one with Renee Young and Booker T.
I think it was backstage.
Yeah, I think it was backstage. They announced that he signed an additional. And then on his Twitter, he says it's like minimum of 5 years. Like at least 5 more years.
So it'll be until 46, 45, one of those two.
He's
only like 40 right now.
Yeah.
So he'll probably be taken care of then.
Oh, I mean, I guarantee you he leveraged all that AEW talk into more money.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that he already has the schedule that he wants.
I would like to think he just told Vince, he was like, you know, but there, that looks pretty good over there, Vince.
Remember when you put me in a stable with Cody and me and him really bonded?
Remember when you had Brock Lesnar bleed me? Also, apparently Randy Orton pitched this. I don't know if this is a rumor or not, but he pitched a...
He's only 39.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes me feel great. He pitched a group to Vince McMahon's like himself with him in the Revival because he wants to work with them so bad. And I just think that's cute. Like him in the Revival. That would just be awesome. Like
FTRKO.
Yeah, that's just I like that.
Because they did it for a little bit. It just, they never made it like official. They just kind of aligned against the New Day because it was Orton and Kofi and then
New Day versus
Woods and E and Revival.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
And then in other news before we probably leave, and we got to go check on Calvin.
He may have had a fun concussion.
He may have went through the window and into another person's
to the walls.
Cain Velasquez is injured. He was having, was it knee trouble?
Yeah, so he
and
had,
that's why they had that match.
He had a pre-existing knee issue that they already knew about.
Okay, he had a pre-existing condition. That rules him out from most insurances.
Well, in America, Cain Velasquez, Trump's not a fan.
It's his PCL, which it apparently does require surgery.
Right. What are you looking for?
I don't know.
I dropped one of the things.
I don't know. We'll find it after the show. It's Jesus. Fine. Sit still, you child.
My bad.
The reaction on Reddit from a lot of people who are also from the MMA subreddit are just like, they were posting the, oh man, I can't believe Cain Velasquez is injured, and it's the James Franco with a noose around his neck. Oh, first time?
Yeah.
Because I don't know that much about Cain Velasquez, but apparently he has a long history of injuries.
A little bit.
I know he's a good fighter.
So,
that's all I know.
Not that good. Lost to Brock Lesnar. Couldn't win the WWE championship.
Son of a bitch.
I was about
he
to
got
be
me hook, line, and sinker.
Well,
on
no,
because
I was about to say, like, no, he beat
well,
Lesnar.
Well,
yes.
Actually.
Well, he beat Lesnar 10 years ago. Lesnar beat him last week in like 2 minutes.
But to be fair, though, to Cain Velasquez, he lasted like 600 times
longer than
Kofi.
Oh, I was going to say than Lesnar did against him in that MMA fight, that actual MMA fight.
No, mine was relevant and funny.
My biggest fear with that was that it was a Hogan situation with the Warrior, where Warrior beat Hogan at WrestleMania, so years later Hogan brought Warrior in just to shoot an angle so he could beat him and get his win back.
No, that was very much that was a joke, I think. Matthew from Botchamania. He's like, oh, Brock Lesnar joining the Hogan Club of bringing someone into a company so they could get their win back.
I like one person's comment was like, did someone tell Vince that Velasquez worked for WCW or something?
That's good. So yeah, they knew that his knee was an issue, but apparently it's a lot worse than they thought. So he's going to actually require surgery.
Alexa Bliss also apparently injured, but I don't think they know.
It's a minor injury, and then she's apparently coming back soon. Because that was another like news story that was on backstage.
Well, once again, the internet's doing that thing where they're like, oh, is Alexa done for good? Is she retiring? Well,
she was supposed to be at Ringside Fest this weekend. And the only reason I'm not mentioning anything from that is because they've only announced like two new things. Mm-hmm. But she was supposed to be at Ringside Fest and then canceled. And I think the reasoning was like a family issue.
See that? Yeah, they told she had a family issue because that was the same. They announced that the same day that Batista got pulled from a Comic Convention appearance.
Dude, but
his
death,
like,
right?
Yeah, like his one of his like longtime like members of his team passed away.
Right,
and so he was like he couldn't be there.
Yeah,
and it was just like, oh man, that's like two right there. It's just like, oh, that's a bummer.
And I think Sasha Banks replaced her, didn't she?
No, Becky Lynch did.
Becky.
There was a replacement before that. I think Sasha was supposed to be there.
I know Sasha was somewhere because apparently she showed off a new hairstyle. She has, I think, dreads now.
Oh yeah, yeah, she does. Oh, so
blue
the
dreads.
Only,
yeah, it's odd looking.
The only two things that came out of Ringside that are new is Ringside exclusive, collectibles exclusive, Sasha Banks with blue hair. To which I said, cool, I don't need to buy that. And then Sadie said, I'm buying it. Because, yes. And then they're in the process of making The Fiend.
So oh, was that the picture I saw of, like, the prototype?
It's not even, like, it's a 3D render, but they put it on, a plastic slab. So, like, I don't even like
it. It's, like, all gray, isn't it?
Yeah. Because that's, I mean, that's just a render.
I literally just saw a picture.
So it's not even a prototype. It's just a 3D,
it's literally,
like, here's the 3D model that
we're... You know those bullshit plaques they give me on the 2K special editions where it's, like, two pieces of magnet with plastics? Mm-hmm. That's what it was with The Fiend in it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's, like, one of those...
hologram.
They call it, like, it's a figure, but it's also a... like pen or whatever.
Fake pen?
Yeah.
No, fake pen is cooler because like it's you can attach it to things. This is literally just a
weird.
It's they could have printed this shit on the computer and just put it on this plastic slab and said, look what we're making.
Probably did. Nick Jackson confirmed that an AEW NJPW partnership is not possible.
Yeah, he posted on Twitter and he's like, you know, I see because there's always speculation and like hope that people really, really want them to work together. Despite how many stories of just like, no, New Japan's really pissed that the Bucks and Omega left. Because
they were huge over there.
They were
such
an
integral
part.
Yeah,
they were some of their biggest parts of the show. So, and they just left to start their own thing. And now, especially with New Japan expanding into the America market, like, they are not friendly. So he just kind of wanted to be like, I understand the hope, but people... he thought it was right to just kind of like, hey, like, we need to just stop the speculation, stop the hope, because it's just not happening.
Right.
It's just not possible right now.
Which is sad, because
it's unfortunate, because like, I think they would have a great working relationship, and I would love to see them be able to work together, but at the same time, I get it.
Yeah, burns go pretty deep sometimes. You cut me and into pieces.
Well, it was their last resort.
New Japan has their first
suffocation.
No breathing.
I don't give a fuck what you were going to say.
New Japan has figures coming out. They have, like, it's close to the WWE Elite.
Oh, I think I saw that.
The Super Sevens.
Yeah.
Super stoked for Ospreay and Okada and Ishii. They're doing a Tanahashi. I really don't care.
What about Naito?
I'm sure he'll be in wave 2 or 3. Well, depending on how these sell, I think they're coming out June next year. But between what?
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of wave 2, but then you kept talking.
Oh, between.
I do want to hear the end of the story, though.
It's really cool to be a wrestling figure fan right now.
Jeez.
I don't know why the Wave 2 thing got me, but that tickled me right good.
Hey, speaking of Wave 2, Dalton, WWE Brawlhalla is getting a Wave 2.
Mm-hmm.
So who's in it? You were in such a hurry to talk about it at the beginning of the show.
I don't fucking know. I don't play Brawlhalla.
You're stupid.
It's Smash Brothers for cucks.
Oh, I don't like this show.
Is that their tagline?
It is.
It's not.
They're real popular in the Rusev household. It's their favorite
no,
game.
Just one no, of them. He's being cheated on and he doesn't like it.
Because Lashley's talking shit.
We just got the BBC. What is Rusev supposed to do?
BBC.
You do Big black cock.
So Undertaker, Randy Savage, Roman Reigns, and Asuka. Join in Brawlhalla.
I mean,
sorry, I was trying to fillet an invisible cock just then. Who'd you say it was?
Yeah, that's what you usually do.
It's Undertaker, Randy Orton, Asuka, Roman Reigns, and who?
Undertaker, Randy Savage, Roman Reigns, and Asuka.
Okay, I thought I heard
said Randy Orton. Did he say Randy Orton?
No,
he said Savage.
The original wave was Becky Lynch, John Cena, Xavier Woods.
Oh, shit, yeah, it was.
And The Rock.
I knew it was somebody from the New Day.
That was one of the weirdest.
Yes. They're so similar.
He won the championship like around that same time, right?
Did he lose it in 8 seconds, though?
No, they've been on Brawlhalla for a while.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
So that's the one of the weirdest wrestling video game crossovers ever. The only weirder one that I could think of recently. Rocket League's weird, too. But no, I was thinking Xavier Woods and Bomberman.
Yeah.
What a weird thing that I just woke up one day and it was like, oh, by the way, I'm in Bomberman. And I went, you're what? And then he said, why are you in my house? So we're never going to talk about the things we liked in wrestling this week. And I had one, and I can remember what it is now. But first, we're going to take it to Allie.
SmackDown.
Damn!
That's the only thing
I've seen.
And you know you're not allowed to like the same thing as someone
else.
So
you gotta think of something else now.
Well, not that one.
I know your hot take of I enjoyed SmackDown was gonna be a big moment for the show. And now your moment's ruined.
I'm sorry, Dalton.
No, you're fucking not.
You're really not.
Apologize for nothing.
You're not sorry. But you can pass it to Dalton to explain why it was so good.
Okay, Dalton.
But not yet, because I want to say mine.
Okay, Shannon.
Mine was Thunder Rosa made her in-ring debut on NWA Power this week. And it was fantastic, because Thunder Rosa is fantastic.
She's awesome.
The fact that she's working with Marty Bell in NWA Power is like...
Even better. It's like your dream.
It's
like
my dream combo, because I love both of them so much. I've talked to Marty Bell. She doesn't know who I am. Dalton.
I'm good. Allie said it.
Okay, Asa. Say SmackDown.
No. I mean, like, no, SmackDown was cool, and, like, the tease that they did of, like, because for what they had to work with and, like, what they delivered, I thought they did a really, really good job.
Back was against the wall, and they actually made a better – Dalton. So their back was against the wall, but they actually ended up doing a better show than if they had, like, if Vince had been there to plan one out.
Oh, cool.
Kayfabe – well, it was still a Vince show. Kayfabe news of, like, Raw fans of Monday Night Raw desperately hoping that wrestlers get stranded at an airport again. After the SmackDown episode.
Just send them to, like, Chicago, to O'Hare. They're not getting on that plane anytime soon.
The thing... do you have a weird like grudge against the O'Hare Airport?
I do.
Okay. I was like, that's so specific and weird. It's like
not a great airport.
I've never been there, so
not
I don't
a great
know.
Town. It's, not a great country.
It's like Hunter being oddly mad about Kenny Omega coming out of Sands.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
I was like, dude, I was like, okay.
Because I almost felt like Hunter was looking to me like, back me up on this one. And I was
like, I got nothing. The one thing that I... So everyone knows that the last couple years with Survivor Series, they have turned it into Raw versus SmackDown.
Right.
My show's better than your show. Why? Because I'm on it. And even though I was actively trying to murder you last week, we have Team Unity. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it again this year. And I'm giving it a half pass because on SmackDown, they did have the Undisputed Era in the ring with Keith Lee and Matt Riddle and Ciampa. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, no, those, they shouldn't be working together because they are in the middle of like getting a War Games booked match booked.
Probably not anymore, but yeah.
You don't think they'll do two?
I don't think so. I think that'd be way too much.
I agree, but also like I want it. Like, well, selfish, yeah, I mean, selfish, like,
I'm going to be there. So, yeah, if you can give me five War Games matches, then yes.
The entire roster.
Also, and it's only because I just turned my phone on to see what was going on mm-hmm. on NXT. Don't be surprised if it's the OC, and by that I mean Gallows, Anderson, AJ Styles, and Finn Balor now, versus, like, Undisputed Era and Ciampa.
I'm going to go look
that
now.
Would be 4-on-5.
Oh, all right, Undisputed Era versus OC with yeah. I forget that Roddy. I honestly forget
well,
Roddy.
Well, I mean, it could be like if Adam Cole's going to do something with the other champions. But anyway, like so the thing
my
that,
bad, yeah.
The one thing that I wanted to point out from SmackDown is Ciampa. Because despite the fact that we are NXT, like we are United, Ciampa was staring a hole through Adam Cole. He was staring at Goldie.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Did you catch the Roddy spot that I was telling you about in that?
When Keith Lee like checked...
No. At the end, whenever Triple H took Baszler and Cole and like they all went to the rope together.
Oh, yeah.
And with the North American title, mm-hmm. Roderick Strong just looks at everybody's like, should I be up there with them? I got one of those.
It's like, I'm a champion. And the other thing, though, is like Raw versus SmackDown, it never felt like everyone knows that's just WWE. It's Raw. It's SmackDown. They're essentially the same show. Just sometimes the rosters are different. The only reason I'm giving this the kind of pass that I am is because NXT has always been kind of the, like, redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
It's never, you know, they talk about Raw and SmackDown. That's the main roster. NXT's right. developmental. But everyone at NXT and everyone who came from NXT has such a fondness for it being there because it is different. Yes, it's still WWE, but, you know, how many people do you see talk about, oh, I don't watch WWE, I only watch NXT?
Bunch.
Because it feels there is something special there. And so I kind of like the fact that they are doing this now because now finally you have a reason for a sense of pride for the show that NXT has. And so even though, like, I think on Raw Monday, Triple H even said it's NXT versus Raw versus SmackDown, which I think is a mistake because I think it makes way more sense to just NXT, be NXT versus Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, but I think all of the matches are like they have the Viking Raiders versus Undisputed Era versus
Revival.
So they're doing the three VVV.
But that's not working for everybody because
they're not doing Fiend versus Lesnar versus Cole.
Because aren't Holy they doing shit, Lesnar versus? Though. Aren't they doing Lesnar versus Mysterio?
Yeah.
But man, could you imagine that match? I would like to see Ray.
Lesnar would shoot, kill somebody.
Excuse you, Adam Cole would rise from the dead because of those three, Adam Cole's clearly the hardest to kill. I feel like I'm the only person that remembers his matches against Gargano. And when we left those, they're like, oh, you're going to have to shoot them.
I'm sorry. I guess we're just forgetting that The Fiend is literally a horror movie villain that can't be stopped.
Yeah, and Adam Cole has a move called the Panama Sunrise.
Lesnar is literally...
And The Fiend doesn't like the sunshine. That's why he has to wrestle in the red light.
He's not a goddamn vampire.
He's going to put UV in the bulbs, and he's just going to start melting, seeing maggots on the ring as a bad projection.
Lesnar would be the bitch in that match.
He would. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How weird is that? Lesnar would be the one that,
bottom,
like...
He's bottom tier.
He's the bottom 20.
I will say, also, like, from Raw, Rey Mysterio attacking Lesnar with the pipe.
Yeah.
I dug that. It also reminded me, like... Holy shit, Lesnar sells his ass off.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time he, selling, like, yeah. Anytime he's out there and, like, he is supposed to give someone stuff.
Oh, God.
He sells his ass off.
That reminded me. The one thing also from that bullshit MMA fight that wasn't real. At the end of it, whenever Rey Mysterio comes in with a chair
mm-hmm.
and just wails on Lesnar for a while, Lesnar took a shot to the head
mm-hmm.
from a chair and like 3 seconds later was up.
And do you think the chair broke or like because it's Lesnar's head?
No, Rey was still swinging it.
It's strong.
I really feel bad for this, though, because I want it to be an epic confrontation between David and Goliath like it used to be back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
But my fear is that Lesnar's just going to crush him like Bug. And that's my same fear.
The Samoa Joe match?
Yeah, and it's my same fear with Raw and SmackDown and NXT is that, oh, NXT, this is a great opportunity to squash like Bug. Shit!
Do you think, though, that with the Dominic stuff and... Assuming, let's see when he gets the surgery. If you know, if Cain Velasquez could potentially be a player at Survivor Series, they could actually put the belt back on Rey.
I actually think they're putting the belt back on Rey.
Really,
I feel like they. Sorry,
no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I feel like they popped the rating for the first episode of SmackDown
mm-hmm.
with really no end game after that,
mm-hmm.
to where they were just like, all right, because they even said like. Both world titles were on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then Lesnar just quit.
Yeah, they did the thing where Lesnar... Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to give them credit for, even though they probably don't really deserve it. But they acknowledged the future considerations thing from a couple weeks ago when they gave Alexa and Nikki Cross back to SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, they will never mention that again. Like, hey, that is dead and gone. But it was Lesnar quit SmackDown because he wanted to go torment Raw at Rey. And Heyman acknowledged the fact, no, he has a no-cut contract... So whatever he does, he's part of WWE.
Yeah.
And then Raw used their future considerations of instead of like an NXT call-up, we want the WWE champion Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's I think they literally were just like I think
it
they
worked out like that.
I think they paint no, well, I think they painted themselves in a corner
because
mm-hmm. they were like, well, we gotta put the belt on the Fiend for some fucking reason. And oh well, Brock's on that show too now. And now they're just like, well, let's just get the belt off of Brock because he's not going to be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The weird part about The Fiend is that every time there's something that really takes off in WWE, and we always say, man, strap a rocket on. I do it most
yeah.
of all.
Yeah.
Strap a rocket on that person.
This is the one time they're doing it.
This is the one time they're doing it. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't take the rocket away.
See, but there's a difference because like, there's a difference between you, like in his first year saying, why isn't Braun WWE champion? Because Braun is not a character. He's just a big dude who is like a believable and got super popular.
He gives hands.
There was no reason for him to not be champion.
Yeah.
The Fiend is a spectacle in a way that really nothing else in wrestling is right now. So it makes sense to protect that character. And also just the way that they're doing it with, you know, the horror movie villain. He stands up from everything. Like,
but
he's
the most dominant champion in history.
As of right now, yes.
I will only forgive this if they do the Phantom of the Opera thing where they take his mask off and he freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mask is his protection. It yeah. makes sense from a storyline standpoint. The yeah. mask protects him. He says the Fiend protects him.
Right.
So if they take the mask off and that's what causes
him
to lose.
And he turns into like an actual like friendly child host.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt because, is legitimately, he's not evil. He's just a...
Because it's like he legitimately has PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bray Wyatt is this broken person. And the Fiend is when he feels strongest.
Mm-hmm.
So if he takes the mask and Rollins like smashes it with a sledgehammer, then...
So are you saying the Fiend is a scary mask when he's afraid?
Poppy. I'm Poppy.
There you go. You're welcome. I gave you one.
The other thing is, I think, and it's not going to happen, but Lesnar destroys Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic comes out and challenges him. I'm going to defend my dad's honor. And at some point, maybe 2 months down the line, Lesnar destroys Dominic. That's when Cain Velasquez comes back and says, I'm here to get revenge for all of them.
That knee injury is going to be 8 months.
For a normal human being.
No,
but for
it's...
Cain Velasquez.
It took Bobby Fish out for 8 months.
Bobby Fish weighs 20 pounds, and he's white as hell. Cain Velasquez is a superstar.
You got anything else for that?
No,
or...
that's it.
Okay, because I was really afraid that was going to go a racist route.
Is it racist if I'm proud of it, though?
Yes.
Yes.
It's worse.
If I'm proud of his heritage?
Oh, you're proud of his?
Yeah.
Are you saying he has brown pride? That's what's tattooed on his chest.
No, I didn't say anything. He licked his lips. I was fine with it.
The,
That's as I everybody know that is tattooed on his chest,
you're
not
good.
Mine.
You're good.
Oh, it's gone.
Good. Wrap it up.
Full, AEW has a pay-per-view on Saturday, Full Gear.
Oh, shit. Is that this Saturday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Looks like it's going to be like a real good show. We're not going to run down the card or anything, but I'm... I'm excited to see what comes out of it.
I think we're going to get...
There was a the promo, we won't spoil the implications, but apparently Cody cut a pretty killer promo
on this episode. Excited to see Jungle Express get a win.
Jurassic Express, sorry. I was
what did I say? Jungle Express. Jungle Express, Jurassic Express. Marco. I just want Marco to win.
Yeah.
That's all.
They had a really good showing on AEW Dark.
Yeah. With Janela and Havoc, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they're all in fantastic
that
talent.
That double team, like, I don't fully understand where, like, Jungle Boy pulls Marco through, but then so he spins him into a splash, and then he hits a leg drop simultaneously.
It's because Marco has the I've seen it, has the uncanny ability to just kind of hang in the air for a second.
He's
NBA Jam style.
He reminds me of like people like Pac and Ricochet in the sense that like AJ Styles,
he gets an extra 2 seconds.
Not even that. Like it's just that he has total control of his body.
Yeah,
like he knows exactly what. You okay?
Well, it's not even that.
he has
a
that
crutch.
What?
It's a crutch saying not even that. Ow.
Got him.
Why'd you slap me?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Asa.
Brown people, ha ha.
That's what he did.
It's a crutch.
Brown people, ha ha. That's what he did.
That's what you did, yeah.
I went brown people, ha ha ha.
Usually.
Yeah, for the most part.
Not on this show. What were we talking about?
Marco.
Marco and Jungle Boy.
He's real good.
His flight.
I like them a lot. But Marco just has that, he has that just, you can tell that he knows like exactly where he's going to be.
Spatial awareness.
Yeah.
Like Pac can twist his body for the red arrow. And,
right, yeah, exactly.
I still don't understand how that works.
I feel like they just perceive the world and time separately.
Do you think they bend time and space?
I could see it. Like they're, but it's just like their entire body's the TARDIS.
Yeah. They could be airbenders.
Time benders.
Well, the last one.
You sons of bitches.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Ace, take us out.
Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, Twitter.com/Podzilla1985, and of course, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. $1 gets you all of the pre-shows.
Free one went up this week if you want to go check it out if you're not a subscriber.
You were on it.
I made an appearance.
You guest starred on
it. I stopped in to pick up my Modern Warfare and you guys were recording, so I crashed the party a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Made the stupid Jeffrey Epstein joke that I didn't actually think was funny. I only said it to make fun of people that are doing it. But then I realized as I left, I was like, they probably don't. I should have explained that because they probably just think I'm some dick that ran on and thought I was funny.
Okay, Boomer.
Like Baba Booey and Howard Stern's penis.
I said, okay, Boomer. And my Google assistant was like, oh, you're talking to me?
Is your phone a Boomer?
I didn't think so.
All right. Make sure you guys show this to Jim. We'll see you later.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.